to host the next Oscars, but will he do it?
And did Taylor Swift have to take a page out of my shady book with her new album release date?
Plus, I got to chat with Diego Luna and Adria Arjona about the new series that's set in the Star Wars universe.
Welcome to Dish Nation! From Good Day LA, Amanda Salas.
Hey, girl. Hey. Wee, wee, wee.
Thanks, guys. It's so good to be back. So what is up first, HK?
Well, first shout out to the GOAT, Serena Williams. Now, yes. She won her first round match at the U.S. Open last night, advancing her to the next level. Big ups on
nice.
That. Yes. But Serena's
yes.
win wasn't the only excitement at the U.S. Open last night. It seems that fans actually mistook actress Laverne Cox for Beyoncé.
Houseway.
Wow. Yeah. Everybody need to get their eyes checked. Now, it started with a tweet that showed Laverne in the stands as a fan caption, Beyoncé at the U.S. Open. Now, of course, this comparison made Laverne's day, so she took to IG alongside a video of herself in the stands with the caption, not me getting mistaken for Beyoncé at the U.S. Open tonight, then trended on Twitter as the internet cackles over the mistaken identity.
But she really did look like, okay. I mean, the way her hair, how Beyoncé would wear her hair, she looked like Beyoncé, and she looked like, Beyoncé.
There's a lot of people that have that hair.
No, but she looks like Beyoncé in that picture.
If you squint your eyes a little bit, just squint your eyes a little bit, boom, I see it.
If you got 2 hours of sleep and you just covered your left eye.
Orange is the new Beyoncé, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
orange is the new Beyoncé.
Like, if Laverne takes her mask off, there's no way, but... I didn't thought people was fine with a mask on because their eyes look exotic until they pull that mask off. That mask cover up a lot of stuff.
Yes, it does.
But Sherry, would you agree, though, that Laverne looks a little bit more natural than Beyoncé? I think, you know, with the hair and the makeup, she does.
If you get out of this chair next to me right now.
Yeah, I don't think she looks more natural than Beyoncé. Beyoncé is more...
But Gary... Not to quote Break My Soul, but you know Laverne's telling everybody. She's telling everybody.
Well, y'all, it looks like it's a hard no for Chris Rock. So during his comedy show in Phoenix, Chris told the audience he rejected an offer to host the 2023 Oscars. He said returning to the Academy Awards would be like returning to the scene of a crime. He then referenced the O.J. Simpson case, y'all, joking that it would be like asking the late Nicole Brown Simpson to go back to the restaurant where she left her glasses before being killed in 1994.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That's a little dark.
That's a little much.
But my thing is, why don't they just ask Will Smith to do it? Will Smith would do it. I think they should ask Will to do it.
They can't ask him to do it. I think he's banned
for
the next couple times.
He's banned for 10 years.
Yeah, for like 10 years.
That's not fair to
him. He'll be Chill Smith for a while.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Had to do the Steve Harvey thing. I would have to be a part owner of that whole thing.
The Rockskers.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, after the VMAs win, Taylor Swift announced a new album, and it is called Midnight.
Yes, Taylor.
Okay. So,
yes. Well, I am excited.
Midnight. Me too.
I'm a Swifty.
Are you?
I'm
Thank
a little
you.
Bit of a Swifty. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
here we
yeah.
go.
Me too. Like,
well,
oh my God.
Amanda.
Totally. Let's have a Swifty sleepover.
We learn something new every daggone day about our Dish family. You are a Swifty. All right. So
yes.
On IG, Taylor Swift described Midnights as the stories of 13 sleepless nights scattered throughout my life. We'll be out October 21. Meet me at midnight. Okay, all right.
That sounds mysterious.
This might be even more exciting to you, Amanda, because the release date is causing some drama because, get this, the release date of Midnights is the same day as Kim Kardashian's 42nd birthday.
No way.
Y'all think it's on purpose?
Not think that. I mean, the attention won't be on Kim as much. It'll be on Taylor that day.
Right.
So maybe this new album should be called Savage.
Midnight Savage.
Midnight Savage.
But they're offering two different products. One's dropping an album. The other person just happens to be celebrating their birthday. You know what I mean? Like,
It's always a product. It's always a product when it's a Kardashian.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
She's going to launch her new Skims birthday edition. But
Kim might be debuting some new straws that day, honey. Who knows? So, honey.
I hope Taylor has some Ray J and Kanye features on that new album. That would be even better.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's funny.
Swift versus Skims.
Yeah. All right. We all know airlines can be savage. binge and we depend on stars to call them out, right? I know I do. Yeah. So Matthew Lewis, who played Neville Longbottom in the Harry Potter movies, is doing the Lord's work, y'all. Air Canada did him dirty, and he went to Twitter with his story. Matthew said, and I quote, "Confirmed Air Canada is the worst airline in North America, and that's saying something. No email, no offer to rebook. Literally tore my first class ticket up in front of me at the gate. Wow! Gave me an economy ticket and walked away. Privilege problem, sure, but but still wild. Wow, you guys. Wow. Most British people are usually pretty mellow. How do you think he handled it with the tweet, y'all?
What's I think up? He got his panties stuck in a bunch of his long bottoms about it.
That was awesome.
But this is awful, though. They treated him like a black man, though. Where in the hell that happened from?
Have y'all really ever had any run-ins with airlines on a plane at the gate? Has anything ever happened to you, y'all? They lose your luggage?
No. Yeah.
What's up?
I was on an airline, and this guy was a different ethnicity. Oh. He put his luggage above mine. It was in coach, and he was all the way in the back. And when I told him to move it, the airline attendant got in my face and said, "Sit down, or I will put you off the plane."
That shook
me so bad. But thank God the black people who take your ticket at the front, they saw it and they set me in first class.
Nice.
That lady was so mad, that flight attendant. She good. So mad. Man.
So Sherry, was that before you became rich? You was flying coach at that time.
That's what Gary said.
Gary, unless the company, let me tell you something. Unless the company pays for me to fly first, I fly coach. When I pay for myself, no.
That's right.
I only when the company pays.
Do you change your wigs? Because, girl, I mean, they might not know you.
Change that chair. Your whole status.
Yeah.
Your whole status is changing, honey. You're not going to be just in this position anymore, okay? You can't just use my mouth.
Girl, I ain't going to pay for no first. I will use my miles.
Okay.
Just worry about your wigs. Gary, worry about your wigs.
Okay, I see your check baggage, and I raise you this next story, okay? Speaking of airlines, I would really love to see how they'd handle this on a plane. So a Pennsylvania man named Joe Henney has a very unusual emotional support animal.
Nice.
Really unusual.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it's a 5.5 foot long alligator.
What?
His name is Wally Gator.
No.
He's 7 years old and he sleeps in the same bed with Joe.
No, Wally Gator.
No.
Who is 69 years old, said, "When he turns his nose towards you, that means he expects a smooch."
Wow.
He wants a kiss.
No.
He's super
so does
sweet.
Your girlfriend.
Nature, though, Brad. He's super sweet. They go to the grocery store, the farmer's market, and senior centers where Wally gives everyone hugs as long as they're okay with it. Okay with sleeping with that man?
You know, this is the problem. People gonna get enough of taking wild animals and treating them like their domestic pets.
Yes.
You remember that gorilla that ripped off that lady's face?
Yes.
They were sleeping together, too.
Yes. Wally Gator's going to get a chomp on him one day, and we're going to be like, "Yo, what happened to such and such?"
See you later, Wally Gator.
Yeah, Wally ate his ass up.
Yeah.
But Sherry, you must understand, honey, black folks are a jealous race, honey. If somebody else doing it, we got to do it, too. Oh, they got an alligator playing? Oh. Give me one, too. All right. Well, up next, honey, rapper Young Gravy, honey, inspired a topless clapback. But wait till you hear who it's from. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, we're back. So yesterday, we dished about social media star Addison Rae's mom, 42-year-old Sherry, and 26-year-old rapper Young Gravy making the love official. Yeah, baby. At the MTV Video Music Awards. It's official, y'all. Well, I told y'all this had Messi all over it because Sherry's estranged husband, Monty Lopez, now says he's unbothered. But he dropped a pic on IG of his 46-year-old abs of steel and captioned it. Yo, HK, do the honors, sir.
Unbothered. Thank you, Young Gravy, for taking my leftovers. I would rather spend time with my daughters and two grandkids than Sherry Nicole made me abandon as a child in order to be with her. Never let a woman make you choose between her or your blood child.
You know what?
HK, I like that. I like that.
He's a bitter bitch right now. He is bitter, just upset. Right? This means you are bothered, Betty. Sir.
I think Monty needs to go find himself a little rapper, maybe one of the City Girls.
City Girl twerk.
He needs to find himself a little rapper.
Then he's going to show his little body, child. Don't nobody care about this body.
You should have posted your stuff first, Monty. If you was going to cheat, you should have cheated with somebody from the City Girls, then you'd have had your shine.
Thanks.
You did it all wrong. You did it too late.
Don't be mad at Young Gray because he done scooped up.
My thing is, though, what kind of gravy is Young Gravy? Is he chicken gravy or is he
definitely white gravy?
He giblet gravy.
Giblets. Giving her those giblets. Hello.
VMA After Show.
McDowell's and their Golden Arches from Coming to America are being sued, y'all, but not by McDonald's. So a company by the name of JMC Pop-Ups built a McDowell's replica, and now Paramount Pictures is taking them to court. So the Mega Hollywood studio is suing the company for $30,000 for publicly performing, creating, reproducing, and displaying the work of Coming to America. But JMC Pop-Up said that it was just a fun fan-made parody. And this actually mirrors the movie storyline of Cleo McDowell being shook that the real McDonald's could possibly sue him for using their likeness. So I guess it's just another way of art imitating reality.
I think they just wanted to be asked, because $30,000, they don't need the money that bad. Look how much money they made for Top Gun Maverick. Over $1 billion.
But that pop-up does look like fire, and I really would love to go.
I would like to go,
right? They did a great job.
I would love it if that picture of Hakeem was like, you know, when you go through the car wash and you go through the thing. I would love to, like, drive my car through the drive-through through his face. That would be so cool.
Your royal car is clean, Sherry. There you go.
The royal corniness is showing, Sherry. Is it really you?
I'm so into it.
All right, guys. We didn't see Dish coming. First, let me say, don't drink and drive, everybody, okay? A young lady by the name of Amy Harrington in Florida, I want to just point out again, in Florida, was pulled over for a sobriety check and attempted to river dance her way out of trouble.
Yes.
Well, you know, and the officer was not as amused as us.
That's like if we both drunk Sherry and we start pop locking and break dancing, like, I can't walk this line, but I got you.
I feel like doing a river dance requires all your mental faculties in order to be able to do it.
Like, it really does.
A person can masterfully do that.
Now, Gary,
can you hit
the
river
dance?
Yes.
No.
Can we see this? Being that she did so bad.
I need to see this. I need to see this, Gary. Clogs.
Crocs. Crocs and clogs, baby.
Clogs. There we go, Gary.
I dubbed that the Mississippi River Dance.
Go ahead.
Floating
down the river dance.
That was more Lake Lanier than River Dance, but yeah.
Gary, we're going to let you off with a warning for that one.
Very, very scary. All right, up next, I sat down with Diego Luna and Adri Arjona to dish about their new series, Andor, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Okay, I'm so excited because I got to sit down with my buddy Diego Luna and Adria Arjona, and we dished about their upcoming new series set in the Star Wars universe, y'all, Andor. Check it out.
Diego, ¿qué onda?
¿Cómo estás?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Very good. Happy to talk to you, man.
If I were to travel in time to young Diego in the 90s, and I were to tell you that you'd be a part of the Star Wars cinematic universe and the Dirty Dancing cinematic universe, what would you be more surprised about and why?
I mean, first of all, about just your presence there, I mean, your words, it would be like, my God, like, which bar is he coming out of? I mean, what happened to this guy? It would have never made sense to me because my life was different. And I think also the world in the 90s would have never allowed this to happen. I think things are changing in many ways, you know. Today, we are seeing stories that have much more, are have much more to do with the world we live in, you know, that diverse right. world that is about so many cultures and different accents and nationalities interacting. Right. And back then, it was not possible. I right. mean, we were not in the movies.
Hello, Chewy.
Adria, Adria, what's happening?
What's up? What's up, Baba?
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, muy bien. ¿Tú cómo estás?
Muy bien, aquí tranquilo. Ordené un Postmates and my Postmates just got here. So after the interview, I'm going to eat tacos. Okay.
Oh, you're
okay,
eating tacos.
You know, of course I got to bring it up. You know, I told my mom I was interviewing you, and I told her that Ricardo was your dad, and she lost her mind. And yeah. we have to say, like, we love your father. We love you. Like, how did you tell him this news? Like, did you text him? Did you call him?
I called him, and there's okay. a really cute story about this, because I called Please. My dad, and I told him, I got the job. I actually got the job in the room. Tony sort of gave it to me in the room.
What?
And he was like, welcome to Star Wars. And I was like, what is going on? And it was very surreal. I left and I was holding back my tears. I'm like, play it cool, girl, play it cool. You belong. And yeah. and I did, I played it cool. I looked at Diego, I was like, what's going on? And then I called my dad, and then I sort of went to sleep that night because I was in London, and I wake up the next morning to this video of my little brother playing Star Wars at the guitar.
Wow.
He learned the song like all night so he can congratulate me, and it was
no.
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
Oh my God, that's an amazing story.
Yeah, it was pretty epic to wake up to that.
Pues muchas gracias, Adria. They wrapped me up. Me van a matar. Pero muchas gracias. Dios te bendiga, and just keep doing your thing, mama.
Thank you. Thank you, Baba. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful Absolutely. Meal. Enjoy your tacos.
Oh, I'm a girl. I'm about to destroy this. Thank you so much. Bye.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, well, it seems like Meg Thee Stallion is ready to put on a Clover cheerleading uniform.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes.
Meg recently did an interview where she talked about wanting to get into acting, and that if there was a reboot of Bring It On, she would love to play Gabrielle Union's character, Isis.
Oh,
nice.
Wow, that's cute.
Gabby hasn't confirmed the reboot, but she did hint that something could be in the works. Now, once Meg expressed wanting to play Isis, the internet usually have Meg's back, but they switched up on sis. And they was like, this is one of the aspirations that they can't see happening. That's
why.
Well, social media was suggesting that Kiki Palmer, Ryan Destiny, or even Gabrielle Union play Isis. But when you look at the tail of the tape, shoot, Gabrielle Union was 27 when she played Isis, and so is Meg Thee Stallion.
But I'm here for it. Right now, Meg Thee Stallion's trending because of her rumored role in She-Hulk for
yes.
this movie.
Yes.
So I'm here for it. Let that girl improve her body. Yes. Yada, 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 yada. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Let her do it.
Yes. Saw what you did there.
Her body, yada,
yada, work. Burns me up, though. People that went to school, to Juilliard and all these acting schools, can't get a damn job, and people just wake up and rap. Oh, I'm an actor now. I don't like that.
A lot of rappers be acting on their records.
We grew up acting in the black community. We had to be a certain type of
person. Yeah.
You'd be one way in the street and another way when you go home.
Okay.
Hello, mother.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.